And finally, there is messianism in Hermann Cohn as well, but not the old messianism of the supernatural intervention of God placing himself within the world through a messianic figure, bringing about a transformation of the world. No, no, no. This is the messianism of Reformed Judaism. This is the messianism that we spoke about with reference to Abraham Geiger. This is the messianism of every human being participating in that act of social justice, which will all contribute collectively to bringing about a better world. How is the messianic era achieved? Through human social activity, through the transformation of our ethical world, making it better. In this regard, Judaism is central, and the Jews are leaders in this vision, in this project of making the world a perfect place. Let me illustrate this by reference to one of Hermann Cohn's writings. In this case, it happens to be an extremely important document of modern Jewish thought. This is a text written over several years, recording a debate between two of the most important Jewish thinkers of the 20th century. The first is Hermann Cohn, of course, and I'm going to read from only his selection. But I want you to know at least a word, or at least anticipate what's coming about our second speaker in this debate. His name is Martin Buber. We will be talking about Buber only in a few subsequent lectures. We will arrive at him, and we will place him in context. He clearly knew Cohn, saw Cohn as the great sage of his generation, but in this case, rebels against him and attacks him. Basically, the argument we can understand without knowing very much about Martin Buber here. I will fill in, as I said, the rest in a later lecture. Martin Buber became a Zionist, a very strong Zionist, who believed that the only way in which Jewish social messianic ideals could be realized is in that utopian land of Israel. In other words, he also shared with Hermann Cohn the ideal of a messianic age brought about by human activity, not by supernatural activity, but by human activity. But he felt the only instrumentality for bringing this about was through the creation of a community, an entire community, a collective, on its own land, establishing its own values, and thereby becoming a light or a beacon to the entire world. In other words, Buber Zionism was a spiritual Zionism as well, in some respects like Echad HaAm, as we've just described, but in other respects, much more of a religious Zionism, because Buber, as we will hear, believed strongly in his own notion of God. And God had very much to do with the creation of this renaissance of Jewish life in the land of Israel. For him, therefore, messianism could only be achieved within the land of Israel, and therefore Zionism was imperative for German Jews. And here's where Hermann Cohn comes in. Because Hermann Cohn, perhaps as we look at him now, almost as a tragic figure, but that would be unfair to impose our sense of what we know happens after Hermann Cohn's death, to impose that on him as he lived. He believed in the connection between Judaism and Germanism. He was the most extraordinary example of the embodiment of what he believed to be German-Jewish culture. We have seen this already in Gretz and others who have tried to understand Jewish aspirations in terms of their own German aspirations and to bring them together, to somehow conjoin one to the other. But here in Hermann Cohn, the great philosopher, the great contributor to the University of Marburg, the great intellectual genius of the 19th century, for him, his Jewishness was indeed fused with his Germanness. This was an era which is very hard to understand after the Holocaust. But prior to the Holocaust, that is how many Jews saw themselves and their own self-image. Let us understand from this reading how he understood messianism to be. I read. Modern Judaism is historical. Through historical development, it acquires self-consciousness. Self-consciousness, that we're still in the language of German idealism. And the guide to our religious development is prophetism, the high point of which is messianism. Prophetism, messianism, or these are all very much Cohn words. By the way, this debate took place, if you're interested, between Buber and Cohn in the year 1916.